You're on board KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind. Real talk for real people, right here in the Inland Empire. We are 1050 AM, KCAA.
Welcome to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Take a walk on the wild side. Will the birds and the bees survive? Right before me, my newfound hippie side. Once ignore these conspiracies online. Out the window, visions of the earth. Sign me up now, make sure you use your smart. Take a walk on the wild side. Will the birds and the bees survive? Would your children lie to see Mother Nature's sight?
Welcome to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Welcome to Smart Health Talk. We have some great guests and information for you today. First off, we're going to have Chef Mark Beta from the Los Angeles Unified School District to tell us about some exciting events that have been happening at schools throughout the Los Angeles area where parents, students, and staff are gathering to taste and learn more about the new healthy meals being offered to students at school. And then we're going to have a couple of the parents that were actually there at the taste testing to tell us all about it. And Los Angeles Unified School District, they actually received the Golden Carrot Award from the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. And we have a member of that organization here to tell us why they were chosen and about a new cookbook that is perfect for our listeners that want to lose weight while replacing one meat meal with a non-meat meal one time per week. And just to let you know, we are all working on adding a new section to the Smart Health Talk website that is going to make it easy for you to find information on non-meat meals, interviews, and links, all put together in one spot. That will help you achieve that goal. We're hoping to make 2012 your healthiest year yet. I think it will be hard to find listeners out there that don't love peanut butter. We have a guest today that is going to direct us to what could be the best peanut butter ever. Okay, well, I'm waiting for Chef Beta to find us here. And once he does, we'll start that interview. But in the meantime, I wanted to tell you about a whole new section that we've added to our website in honor of the all of the information that we talked about last week with the recycling program and America Recycles Day, which happened on November 15th. And I hope that you'll go and check out our website. We completely redid the whole homepage, and everything should be a lot easier to find in the recycling section. We've got all kinds of really great tips for you that are easy to do. And the thing is, a lot of us think, you know, that we can't recycle. We don't have time for it. It's inconvenient. When really, it isn't that hard. I actually talk to people that, you know, never buy, have practically any trash because they're not even adding any new plastic, to their lives. And when they do shop, they don't buy those kind of products. So, I mean, it's something that's like really easy to do, and I encourage everyone to please try to fit that into your habits, daily habits, because we learn that all of that is affecting the quality of our fish, because when we have to keep making new products instead of just recycling what we have, that energy that we're producing in the process is actually generating more and more mercury that goes into the water and contaminates our fish. So, you know, we've got that whole section added, and pretty soon we're also going to be adding another section on school food. And there's going to be all kinds of resources there for parents to find links to nutrition information. They're going to be able to find out what's going on with LA Unified School District meals, how to get involved in their program. There's going to be different activities. Actually, one of the things I found out when I was talking to all of the people involved in this big project with Los Angeles Unified School District is that they have a program where, like, let's say that your church or your community organization, it could be your Boy Scout group or, you know, any type of group that you're involved in, they actually have resources where, like, if you wanted to have a registered dietitian, like, come out to your church or your group and get a presentation on healthy eating, they have the resources to have someone do that for you. And let me tell you, church is, like, actually a really great place to reach people. And I've been involved in church activities where we were doing some blood pressure screening, and we found people that were, like, practically ready to have a heart attack right there. So what happened was, you know, we actually, like, put them in the car and, like, took them right to the hospital because their blood pressure was so high. And the thing was, they didn't even know about it. I've also been involved in other events where even one of the LA Dodgers came to my event and had no idea that he had diabetes. And because, you know, we were there screening, we actually found out that he had diabetes. And because of that, he went and got treatment, and I know that that had a big influence on extending his life. So any of you out there that, you know, have a group, that, to me, that is like the greatest gift that you can give anyone is, you know, to identify that they're at risk for a possible heart attack or maybe they have diabetes and that they can start treatment, because those kind of chronic diseases are actually preventable. And, you know, first of all, they have to be identified. And that's another reason that screening is so important. So, you know, you could even set up a really great event by tapping into these resources that they have, where you can, you know, have the dietitian come and do some nutrition classes. And then maybe you can have someone doing screening at the same time that you're doing the classes. And how much you want to bet that you will find people that are right on the edge or have diabetes and they don't know it. And as a result of all that, I mean, what a great feeling at the end of the day. And actually, it was something like that that inspired me to become a dietitian, because I helped someone change their health and they were so grateful. And I just thought, wow, this is a good feeling. I think I want to keep feeling this. So, you know, here I am today, like, talking to you guys about good nutrition. And, you know, it looks like we're going to be talking to me for a few more minutes here, because I don't know what happened to our chef. Oh, we got another call coming in. That might be him. Who knows? But I'm having fun anyway, so I don't care. These are, like, all the kind of things that I think about all the time. There's so much stuff that I wish that I could tell all of you all in one sitting, because I do all of this because I know that there is no doubt that nutrition and health are connected. And if I can talk you guys into, like, wanting to eat a little bit better and exercise, I know I'm helping to save your life. Well, I think our chef is here. So, Chef Beta, are you there? Hello? Nope, guess not. Well, we'll try again here in a second. But anyway, there's any of you that could maybe get something like that organized, and feel free to email us at Smart Health Talk anytime. If we talk about something on the show and you couldn't find the resources, But one of the things I want to tell you about the LA Unified School District is they have a really great website called the portal. It's called the parent portal. And all you have to remember is LA Unified School District. Just type in LAUSD parent into the search engine. And if you click return, the first listing will be the parent portal. And I encourage any of you parents that are part of LA Unified, find the parent portal and sign up so you get all of the emails from them. Chef Beta, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon.
Oh, hello. Thank you so much for making it to our show today. And,
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And I just, you know, I'm trying to get my spot here because there were some things that I wanted to say about what you do there. First of all, I don't know if people are aware of it, but you guys actually serve something like 650,000 students a day, and you're actually the culinary artist behind this big, new meal, all this big new meal program that's being introduced to all of the students at LA Unified School District. And, you guys are doing community outreach, just all of these wonderful things. And I wanted to start off asking you, like, of all the, all the dedicated work that your team has put into bringing these new great-tasting, healthy choices to students and, changing this food system, like, how many taste tests went in to determine, like, which meals would actually be chosen for the program, and how long did that initial part of the process, planning process take?
Great question. I'm lucky to be a part of a great team and a lot of special people to help make this program happen. We worked with our customers, the students, and each product was tested approximately 30,000 times. That's about 5% of our audience. And this was over a year and a half, and sending products out to schools, working directly in my test kitchen with about 9,000 students on getting very specific items honed in. And then general, do you like, do you not, things like that. So each item was 30,000, and we have documentation of over 700,000 tastings.
Well, so what are some of the names?
How about an ancho chili chicken with yakisoba noodle, chicken pozole. We have... We do a tortellini and butternut squash, Italian turkey deli sub, manicotti with tomato marinara, teriyaki baked chicken. We have a natural roast turkey and au jus. Let's just name a few.
Well, I hope that's getting all of your mouths watering out there, because we're hoping that's getting the students' mouths watering, too. So we're going to have to cut to a break right now. We're going to come back with some more time with Chef Beta, and then we'll be getting to the parents. Thanks, Chef.
Be sure to visit our website at smarthealthtalk.com. Welcome back to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Welcome back to Smart Health Talk, and we have Chef Beta on the phone, and we also have a couple of the parents on the line here that we're going to be talking to in a couple of minutes, so hang on for that. But first of all, I wanted to ask the chef, how it felt when he was at these taste testings after all that time putting all that work into creating those meals. What was it like sharing that with the parents?
Well, it's a new experience for them as it was with their children. Trying something new is hard, and it's change, and change takes time. So once you get beyond the initial, which is usually fear, which is unknown, it opens the eyes and palates, and it changes minds. So you have thick skin, you go through it, and you introduce people to new experiences. And we've been doing that all over the city.
Well, I think I think what you're doing is great, and I think the parents are definitely the key in getting them involved and sharing all that with them. I know that I did, when I was trying to get a hold of the parents, I had called another school, and when I told them, you know, I was, did you guys have the taste testing at your school? They're going, oh, gosh, I wish we did. So I'm sure that, like, every school in the school district wants to be a part of this parent taste testing, which shows, you know, parents are wanting to get engaged. They're just not sure how, and you're setting a pathway for them to be able to get involved with school meals and school food and learn more about it and give suggestions. And we talked earlier about the parent portal, and I'm going to put all that information on our website. And actually, there were some other questions that I really wanted to talk to you about, and I think we are going to be working on another Spanish version of the parents interview that we're going to be putting on our website, and perhaps we can still work on some of these other questions kind of for our online podcast.
Okay.
And you know, we'll be able to have a nice relaxed talk and really put together a good information packet that parents can come to our website and listen to, and I think it's going to be great. So I hope
I just appreciate all the help and also the communication. It starts with that. It's a change, it's new, but we're making a difference for the future. And, it does start at home. It does start with the parents and the guardians. But it's understanding why we're doing what we're doing. And it's going to make a difference, but it's going to take a long time.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining it. And for all those years of hard work, and everyone, I hope you really appreciate all of the things that Chef Mark has done to make all of this stuff possible. You have no idea just the scope of this and everything that he's put his heart into it. I know that. And so thank you so much, Chef Mark, for joining us.
Have a great day.
Okay. And, okay, so here we are. We're going to be moving on to our parents, and you know, this is so important because, you know, we have type 2 showing up in our children, and you know, the, like we just said, the parents are key, and who are the two people that really feed our kids? It's the schools and the parents. And we have Carmen Acosta and Linda Torres with us today from Cardenas Elementary School in Van Nuys. Are you there, Carmen and Linda?
Yes, I'm right here.
All right. Okay, so we wanted to start I'm gonna go kind of fast because we kind of were a little bit short on time, so I'm gonna dive right in.
Okay.
And first, I'd like to start off by giving each of you a chance to explain what was your taste testing event like and the motivation as a parent to take interest in the meal served at school. And then we can get into what happened at the event and what the reaction was from parents to the new meal. So Carmen, why don't you start?
Okay, well, I thought it was very interesting, and like the chef said, it's something new. A lot of us parents, we don't know any really. We sometimes think, did our children get fed healthy at school? Why are they so hungry when you bring them back to the house, you know? And now that we got more involved in what they're eating, and I think this is what we need to know too. As parents, we need to get involved in our schools, and by doing this, we can help our children have better food choices, make better food choices, and feed our family as well.
Well, and what about you, Linda?
Well, I was interested in participating in the event because, you know, me as a parent, I want to know what my child's eating on a daily basis. I usually read the menu, you know, in paper, but I don't know what the food tastes like. And I remember when I was in elementary, you know, I remember the food. It wasn't that great. But, you know, participating in the event, I was very thankful to see that Chef Moore, he kind of, like, incorporated a lot of vegetables, you know, into these different meals. And so that's what motivated me to be a part of the event, you know, because I'm interested in what my child's eating at school.
So so what was the turnout like for the event?
I saw a lot of people there. First of all, I saw a huge number of parents at the event. And
I apologize.
I'm at home with my children. The turnout was that I did see a lot of the parents. They did see. They seemed happy. All of them, they were trying the food. I mean, I didn't see one parent that wasn't trying the food. Myself, you know, I tried every number, all the meals that were there. I made sure that I tried each of them.
And what did you think?
It was different. I have to say that it was different. Some of it, like the quinoa, I never had quinoa. And that day I did taste the quinoa. I did like the quinoa. I did have a lot of vegetables. And like I said, it's something I never tried before. It's something different. And I looked it up online. I saw all the properties that it had. I know that it has a number of proteins. So I was happy that they had that as a part of their meal, the quinoa. And like I said,
we talked about it.
I never had that before in my life.
Yeah, actually, Linda, we've had several people like talk about the quinoa on our show, because it is like it's a powerhouse of nutrition, and it is kind of like a blank slate, like rice. And it probably the texture was different to you, is what I would think, because it doesn't really have a lot of taste. So I think that
there was a lot of taste.
Yeah, so probably the spices and that, and Chef Mark did say it like takes like 10 times before, you know, people have to, you have to present it before they even willing to try it. So were there like other students there that were also trying it, and staff, that those kind of?
There was staff. There was even children, you know, right after school they were coming in, and I guess they're used to eating this stuff, and they just grabbed it out of the tables and they started eating it.
Oh, so already, they're getting with the program.
Yeah, they're already eating it. That to me made me feel, you know, comfortable.
Well, and, you know, that's the whole idea. I mean, you should feel secure that your kids are getting a healthy meal at school. And, I mean, doesn't that, like, take a whole worry off your mind, you know, that you don't have to worry? Because I know I had to, because we didn't have great food like that at my kids' school. And, you know, a lot of sodas and all that. It was terrible. And they were getting cavities. And they're like, quit feeding them soda, you know. I'm like, I'm not. They're getting it at school. But, you know, well, that sounds great. I tell you, these ingredients that he's using are just so wonderful. And, like, some of these kids, they don't hardly ever even get to eat vegetables. So it's hard for them, I think, at first. And tell me what you think about this. I did talk to some parents that, you know, their kids were kind of going through withdrawals from the chicken nuggets and hot dogs and that. So what would you guys say to them?
About the withdrawal, me personally, chicken nuggets, I don't give my children any chicken nuggets. I try to stay away from them. I try my best to stay away from, like, fast food. I mean, I love it. I like the taste. But, you know, I'm trying to basically, you know, cook different meals at home as far as, like, vegetables. But as far as withdrawing from it, I mean, I don't feed my kids that. I don't think. That's just my opinion. To me, I'd rather give them something different than chicken nuggets, like, I don't know, something based on vegetables or something that they have to have something green every day.
Well, that's what you're doing is exactly what you should be doing, because vegetables are that's half the plate. Half the plate's supposed to be vegetables. So if you're focusing on that, you are doing exactly the right thing. And if we could just get all the parents out there just doing that one thing, that would be huge. And
yes,
I really, I really want to thank both of you for all the work that you did and getting involved. And you are role model parents. And like we discussed earlier, we're actually going to be redoing this interview in Spanish for all the Spanish speakers out there. So if you know anyone else that should know about this program and be able to hear what Linda and Carmen had to say about it, please let them know that they can come to smarthealthtalk.com next week, and we're going to have that interview in Spanish. And thank you guys for being, like, great parent role models. Really appreciate it. And everyone stick around, because we're going to be talking about the Golden Carrot Award next.
Okay. And thank you, Elaine, for having Ms. Carmen Acosta and myself in your show. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you
so
very much.
A precious deposit that came from the mightiest of mountains, created from the strongest forces of nature, and lie hidden for 15 million years beneath the surface of a remote desert, has now been found. A mineral deposit like no other, nature in its most perfect form. Minerals are one of the key foundations of life and may not always be complete in food, but you can now have all that nature has to offer in one pure source. Ion Charge Minerals bring you 57 ionic minerals to nourish your body with the raw materials it needs to rebuild, revitalize, and help generate energy within every cell. Experience mineral power and the new energy and endurance that is yours when you give your body what it needs to build a stronger you. Visit IonChargeMinerals.com or go to Smart Health Talk website and find out how you can benefit from the power of minerals today.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Ellen.
One night I was at a bar. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel.
I got a cab.
A squirrel ran across the road. I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I hit a guy.
The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Naya, 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 recycle.
Naya, Canada's most environmentally conscious bottled water, is very proud to announce that its already recyclable bottles are now made from 100% recycled plastic. Naya is the first bottled spring water in the world to do that. So in addition to its recycling activities, Naya uses no new plastic to make its water bottles.
Naya, Naya, Naya.
A natural source of progress.
Be sure to visit our website at smarthealthtalk.com. Welcome back to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Welcome back to Smart Health Talk. Now, Dennis Barad, Food Service Director for LA Unified School District, along with one of our previous guests, David Binkel, who's the Deputy Food Service Director for Los Angeles Unified School District, were the recipients of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine Golden Carrot Award for introducing a new menu that pumped up the nutrition and offered more plant-based options together with their community outreach and educational programs. Well, we have a member with us today of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, Jennifer Riley, who is a fellow registered dietitian, author, educator, and mom. And I want to thank you so much for joining us, Jennifer.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yay, I got somebody there. Okay, so would you mind starting off just sharing with us a little something about your work with cancer prevention? Because I read about that and found it very fascinating. I tell you, you are now like one of my heroes, because the whole concept of food is healing is something I completely believe in. And then I'd like to know about like your involvement with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so we at the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, there's a program called the Cancer Project. And in the Cancer Project, we've developed the Cancer Survivor's Guide, which is a whole text with nutrition information on how cancer can be prevented and or more easily survived with the power of healthy plant foods. And then we have a cooking class series taught across the country that helps individuals not only learn about these healthy foods, try them, taste them, make them, and learn to love them too. So that's a really cool thing going on when it comes to cancer and nutrition. And all that info can be found on cancerproject.org, which is the program site for that program. And then in terms of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, I did work there full time, and now I'm a nutrition consultant. Since having kids, I've done more at home and part time work. So I'm still very involved with all of their programs, but not lucky enough to be in the office full time.
Well, you know, that whole having kid thing is pretty rewarding in itself. So what is the Golden Carrot Award, and why does the Physician Committee for Responsible Medicine, how do they actually choose a winner for this award?
Yeah, well, what it is we realized several years ago that schools had so much up against them in terms of offering healthy options. They're so tied to, just financially tied to the USDA's commodity foods program, which provides very inexpensive farm surpluses to the school lunch program. And those foods are generally very unhealthy. It's extra cheese, extra pork, extra salmon nuggets, whatever it may be. And the schools are oftentimes just forced to use those foods because they're such a low cost and their budgets are so tight. So we realized that with all the challenges that schools face in offering healthy food, we should provide an award or, look at some of the largest districts across the country and award those that are, being extra creative with their budgets and really trying super hard to provide the healthy options to the kids. And that's how it was born.
So what did you see as exceptional in the LA Unified School District program and the work that Dennis Barrett and David Binkle did to make all that happen?
Well, in LA, it's the second largest district in the country, so obviously affecting many, many kids. And the food service program has gone above and beyond in terms of offering, not only offering healthy items, but getting rid of the unhealthy items. So LA was one of the first districts to get rid of vending machines and sodas. But now they've also eliminated the flavored milks, which appear on most lunch trays across the country, which are higher in sugar oftentimes than sodas, the strawberry milks and the high sugar chocolate milks too. So those have been eliminated, and they're offering soy milk. So there's a plant-based milk option, which is just as rich in calcium as regular milk. And they also have been very creative with their plant-based options, and they're a big hit among the kids. They have vegetable chow mein, a black-eyed pea salad, delicious veggie burgers, so lots of really healthy options. So for kids who aren't maybe getting those healthy options at home or aren't exposed, in advertisements and otherwise, they're getting to see and taste these great foods at school.
Well, I totally agree with you, and, I know that that's like, really hot topic is flavored milk, and there's a lot of food service directors and parents that think that, kids won't drink milk unless it's flavored. And I found out, which I don't know if you guys know this or not, I thought it was really interesting, is that, the reason that they took such a strong stand on that was, in the preschool programs, they don't allow flavored milk. But then they were sending mixed messages when they started offering flavored milk when the kids went from preschool to elementary school. And so they were getting this mixed message. And it's like, why, introduce them to a sugar product when we don't have to? So I thought that was really kind of cool. But,
yeah.
Our listeners have been learning a lot about GMO soy, and I was just, it's just so big in our soy products. What do you recommend for, people to do when they want to have a soy milk for whatever reason? What should they do in that case?
Generally buying organic soy milk, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but from what I understand, organic soy milk is always not genetically modified. So, most of the soybeans grown in this country are used for animal feed, which is unfortunate, because if we could just grow them for ourselves, we could save the environment little by little. but the ones you want to make sure you're consuming the soybeans that are grown organically, then they're not genetically modified, and you're better off with a more whole foods type of product. But there are also other non-dairy milks out there that are, just as great and sometimes even more delicious. Oat milk is a super, super item. Almond milk is delicious. Everyone has their own non-dairy milk that they like the best. But soy is a good one because it has a good amount of protein. So.
Oh, yeah. You're right. And, all those are really good recommendations. So I have just a couple of seconds left. Is there anything that you would like to tell people, to encourage them to give, non-meat meals a chance?
Yeah, absolutely. I know in the Denver schools, they've also made some great strides this year, and they have this three-bite challenge or this three-bite rule where kids have to, you know, when they're trying a new healthy item and they don't even serve any meat at all in this one particular district within Denver, the kids have to have three bites before they can say they don't like it. So it does, you know, not that that rule has to necessarily be in place, but it's important for parents and educators to realize that kids oftentimes don't like something new the first time they try it. But if you keep having them try, you know, have that repeat exposure, one time their taste may turn and the adult may be pleasantly surprised. So keep at it.
I love that. I love that advice. And I hope, you know, give that a try, parents, because that's really good advice. And I really want to thank you so much for joining us, Jennifer. And please go back and check on our website, because Jennifer has some other really great resources available that I'm going to put on there. So please check them out. So, and stay with us, because we've got we're going to be talking about probably the best peanut butter ever in our next segment.
And now a word from our Smart Health Talk sponsors.
A precious deposit that came from the mightiest of mountains, created from the strongest forces of nature, and lie hidden for 15 million years beneath the surface of a remote desert, has now been found. A mineral deposit like no other. Nature in its most perfect form. Minerals are one of the key foundations of life and may not always be complete in food, but you can now have all that nature has to offer in one pure source. Ion Charge Minerals bring you 57 ionic minerals to nourish your body with the raw materials it needs to rebuild, revitalize, and help generate energy within every cell. Experience mineral power and the new energy and endurance that is yours when you give your body what it needs to build a stronger you. Visit IonChargeMinerals.com or go to Smart Health Talk website and find out how you can benefit from the power of minerals today.
Be sure to visit our website at SmartHealthTalk.com. Welcome back to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Welcome back. I have fond memories of growing up eating large spoonfuls of peanut butter PBJs and peanut butter cookies. Later in life, when I was trying to eat less bread and more good quality protein and fruits and vegetables, I switched to peanut butter and bananas and apples. In 2009, a huge salmonella peanut butter contamination was discovered and product manufactured by the Peanut Corporation of America, and several people died from it. We discovered how many products contain peanut butter when we were trying to recall everything that had that peanut butter in it. And so we figured out, you know, that, hey, this is not an easy thing to do, recalling peanut butter. And so, you know, it makes it really hard to protect the people when we have these kind of contamination outbreaks. Well, guess what? Just today, another alert went out on some Smucker's peanut butter products. And we don't have all the details yet, but we do know, but we do have an expert here with us today, and I can't believe that we are that lucky that we have Catalin Coburn, who is the VP of Sunland Incorporated, makers of what I think could be the best peanut butter ever. And she's actually going to explain to us how their peanut butter and their operation is different from other peanut butter producers. And so I want to welcome Catalin to our Smart Health Talk show. Welcome, Catalin.
Well, thank you so much, Elaine. It's a pleasure to be here.
So can you believe it? Another huge recall of America's favorite food, peanut butter. And after what happened the last time, we know this is like serious stuff.
Yes. It is always serious. This is not nearly as dangerous as the PCA recall. And the reason for it simply is, Elaine, Peanut Corporation of America manufactured products that we used as ingredients in other products.
Oh, okay.
So tracking where those ingredients went, and I don't want to belabor this, but if you remember the PCA recall, initially, it just started, and then it snowballed, because as companies were realizing, oh, my gosh, we actually purchased this product from PCA. Do we have a problem? And then all of the companies that used those products in their products needed to recall their products that were in the marketplace. The Smucker's recall is much more contained because it is a retail-ready product. So it came from Smucker's and went on the retail shelf. It's tracked. They know exactly where the products are. This is simply an alert to the consuming public.
So, you know, we're, you know, I remember seeing, like, pictures inside of, you know, the plant where the, you know, the big, that really big recall happened, and seeing some of the practices inside there. And I'm wondering, like, how is Sunland different from these other type of operations? What do you guys do different than they do?
Well, we pretty much do everything differently.
Okay. That's comforting.
let me start at the beginning. First of all, Sunland is located in Portales, New Mexico, about 20 miles west of the Texas border. It is officially called the High Plains. The city and the surrounding areas are just over 4,000 feet in elevation, so it's the high desert. The area is very dry and lots of sunshine, very little water. But interestingly enough, it is the ideal environment for the particular variety of peanut that we use in all of our products, which is called the Valencia peanut. Sunland specializes in the Valencia peanut. We have been working with our growers, our farmers, for 23-plus years. We are in control of the peanuts from the moment that they are brought in from the fields, are graded, inspected, and are put into our barns. They never leave the Sunland property. So you can imagine the amount of peanuts that we store at our plant.
Yeah.
And, you know, peanut harvest happens once a year. It is just now winding down. And that is the only time that peanuts actually do come into a processing plant.
So how are these peanuts? We have about a minute left, and I want to try to get a couple other things in. So why don't you tell us, like, how this peanut is special, for one thing, because it has a big impact on flavor.
It does, exactly because of where it grows. The Valencia peanut is naturally sweet. It's dense. It is the creamiest of all of the peanuts. It just has a wonderful flavor and texture that one will not find in any other variety.
It's a great source of protein, too, right?
Well, all peanuts are, but the Valencias are the highest in the protein content of all the varieties. And because of the nature of the peanut and because of the way that we process it, which is, and by the way, going back to recalls, there is a what's called a kill step involved in manufacturing peanut and peanut butters and nut butters. It is unfortunate that sometimes that is not monitored properly. Nothing ever leaves the Sunland plant unless it has been completely released by Silicur, which is the lab that does our testing. So,
well, you know, I guess we're out of time, so I'm going to have to stop you there. But I'm going to put more information on our website in this interview right here for all of you that are really interested in recalling of products. But let me tell you, they have, like, so many flavors and so many great products. It's just incredible. And so thank you so much for joining us, Catalin, and I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, and please come in back and listen to our next Smart Health Talk show.
Thank you, Elaine. Pleasure to be here.
Okay.
Bye.
Be sure to visit our website at smarthealthtalk.com. Hi, my name is Don Sazi. If you enjoy the Smart Health Talk theme music, visit my website, www.donsazi.com, to hear the complete song, as well as other great music.
Conspiracies online. the station that leaves no listener behind. This is 1050 AM, serving Riverside, San Bernardino, KCAA, Loma Linda.